You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Lifeline Radio. My name is Landon. This is Bob's son. I'm here to share with you this morning. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, whatever name's comfortable for you. Okay, you've got to know this stuff. Please do not tune out this morning. What I'm going to give you this morning is stuff that I don't think you're aware of or not being taught today. It's the simplest teaching, but it's the fruit of life. It really is. This is the connected to the vine fruit of life, so you can actually start seeing your Christianity and start seeing your relationship with God begin to work. You can start to see, I have a real relationship with a living God, and I'm seeing living results, and things are beginning to happen in my life because I understand now how to plug into my Father and how to have that relationship with my Father. We're all about the religion part of this aspect, but we've missed the relationship. We've heard it preached so much, it's become numb to our ears even. So please, listen up this morning. I'm going to give you some stuff that's going to help you in life. Okay, let me give you some call letters and emails real quick so you can hit us up during the week. Bob Allen Ministry, or no, excuse me, we'd change it. We made it easier on you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. How's that for easy? The program's called Lifeline. We changed the Gmail to TryLifeline@gmail. I mean, how simple is that? If you need help, you need to hit us up with this stuff. You need to know, where is the scripture found? How does the scripture work? What does that mean? In this version of the Bible, he says this. What does that mean? Call us up. Hit us up on Gmail for that kind of stuff. We really want to help you. Call the station this morning. I'm gonna. As I teach, there's going to be some sections where I'm going to stop and say, call in. And you can call in between that if you want. But there's one where I'm going to talk about me being born again. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not born again, call here. And that's critical because your ears of understanding are not really enlightened. If you're just in your natural, the man you are born from your mother, the woman you were born from your mother, you're not going to understand everything I say because you've not asked God to come into you and his spirit hasn't come into you to illuminate the scripture. You don't just understand scripture in the natural mind. You can't go but so far. It's much deeper than your mind's capable of. But the minute you accept Christ and you ask him to come into you and he fills you with his personal spirit, the spirit is your teacher, is your guide, is your mentor. The spirit of God in you begins to discern, break down, open your eyes, give you wisdom and understanding of scripture itself, of God himself, of how he works, how he moves. So there's a time when you're going to want to call you and say, man, I don't know. I'm not sure. I accepted Christ when I was 8. Did I mean it? I don't even know. If you don't know, then you don't know. Call up here and say, I need to know. I want right now to say, God, come into my life and sup with me and abide with me and move on the throne of my heart. Be my guide, be my mentor, and be my God. Now you know. And if you hadn't said that, say it right now, what I just said. Just say it in your own words. He'll come into you, and as I teach you this morning, you'll have understanding you've never seen before. 221-1100 is the local number. 221-1100. Very easy. 221-1100. Then you got 888-221-8990. If you're out of town. 888-221-8990. Call somebody, tell them this right now on the web. Very easy, WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast, you're in. Which I got a call a little while ago, by the way. I'm talking to the girl on the station that the web thing's real fuzzy. I don't know if that makes a difference, if you can do anything about it or whatever. All right. Online anytime, WCNO.com. Hey, click on demand. Anytime during the week, you can go WCNO.com, click on demand. You can listen to us or any other ministries that are on there. I mean, strictly beneficial. It's a guideline. It's a place for you to go to learn from. At your fingertips all the time. Okay, we'll try to go over that again at the end, but you know, I'm here to feed you Jesus. So why don't we get to doing that? Let's pray real quick. Just agree with me in your spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said anything you shall ask in my name. Well, it's in your name, Jesus, we come to you this morning. We need your help. Holy Spirit, we need you in this right now. We need you in this auditorium. We need you in this place. We need you in this studio. Fill us. Fill me with your spirit that I may preach the oracles of God truly, that I may preach them as you give them to me, that I don't come up with it on my own, but I only speak what I hear and I speak the truth based on what you give me this morning, Father. Open everybody's heart out there in Radio Land so they can hear in the spirit what they need to hear. Shut their mind down, shut their children, their workplace, all that stuff that goes on upstairs. Shut it down in the name of the Holy Ghost. Let's do that. In the name of Jesus, let's cease all that business in our minds. Let's open ourselves up and give a few minutes to God and say, Lord, use me, change me, come into me, direct me. I am your vessel, and I know that I need you. I'm not above saying, Lord, I need you this morning. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 3. Simple stuff. I'm going to give you simple stuff you hear all the time, but you don't know it. If you know it, you'd be acting different. There'd be different fruit in your life. There'd be power in your tongue. There'd be power in your walk. If there's not, then listen up very close this morning. John chapter 3, Jesus said, now remember this, Jesus said, let me set that right. Jesus Christ said this himself. God himself looked at us and said, listen to me. I came here in the flesh because you need taught. And I'm here walking with you because I brought myself, because the teaching was getting thwarted. The teaching was taking a left turn and right turn and wasn't coming out in pure truth. So I, the truth, came down from heaven myself to walk with you in the flesh, myself, just like one of you, so that I could teach you pure truth that was not messed up. This truth is not twisted. He says, John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Listen to that closely. He says, and listen, I broke everywhere. If you go in the Greek and break these down, I'm going to do it for you. You don't have to. Except means unless. So we'll go through this and read it again the easier way. I'll break it down for you in the Greek. He says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless a man be conceived or delivered of, listen to this, properly of the Father. That's exactly what it says when you look it up. Unless a man, and this is a man or woman, the Bible's written in the male tense, but it doesn't matter. It's a man or woman. Unless a man be conceived or delivered of properly of the Father, he cannot know or be aware of the rule, the reign, or the realm of the kingdom. You hear people talk about this kingdom you can't see. You can't see this kingdom with your natural eyes. So Jesus says, listen, unless you're reconceived or delivered of my Father properly, you don't know, and you're unaware of what we're talking about. You have no idea there's another rule, there's another realm, and there's another reign. Why? Why does he have another kingdom here to rule and reign? And what is it ruling and reigning against? The natural world. There's only two things to talk about, because there are only two things that exist. The spirit world and the natural world. And here's the weird thing. The spirit world in Christ, let me say that because there's many versions of spirit world. The spirit world in Jesus Christ is truth. The spirit world in Christ Jesus, okay, in Father God through Christ and through the Holy Ghost, is the power of the truth. It's the deliverer. It's the one that heals. It's the one that does everything that we claim we want and wish we had. But instead, we continue to walk in the natural and talk about the spirit world instead of walking in the spirit world and having dominion to rule and reign over the natural world. Well, Landon, that's silly. If I jump off a building, gravity's going to get me. Of course it is. God's not giving you this dominion to act like a fool or a clown and walk around just having principles over every natural thing that makes no sense. He gives you this rule and reign through this kingdom that you can't see with your natural eyes, so that when you need to come against the things in the natural world that are causing affliction that are not from him, when the natural world's sickness, when the natural world's infirmities, when the natural world's things that come at you that ought not to be, that the truth should rule against, then God gives you this power in the truth to come against the lie. That's what you're defeating. You're using this truth in the spirit world to defeat the enemy in the natural world with his lies and with his deception. Okay, let's get this straight. This is what it's for. So he says, unless you're born again, though, unless you've been conceived and delivered to my Father properly, you don't know what I'm talking about. You're not aware of this kingdom. And you don't understand there's another rule, there's another realm, and there's a whole reign of a kingdom. Then he says, because he knows what he just said was profound. He knows that they're messed up now. They're sitting there going, what in the world What are you talking about? So in John 3:7, he says, look, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. To understand me while I'm here with you, to understand me as I teach you this morning, you must be born again. To turn from your natural man's ways, you must be born again. Nicodemus, a ruler, said, Christ, how can that be? How can I be born again? Can I go again into my mother's womb? He says, no. Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit. You've got to be born of the Spirit. Here's what that means. At some point in your life, you've got to look up to heaven and mean what you say from your heart and say, Father God, and you can do this right now. I'm giving you, this is it. It's the simplest thing anyone's ever given you and the most powerful thing on the planet, and people are not agreeing with God. Makes no sense. Father God, I need you in the name of Jesus to come in me, rule and reign in me, set your throne upon my heart and just be by God and I'll be your people. That's it. Come into me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move in me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, as the Bible says. And let me walk with your authority. Now that I have your Spirit, you begin to teach me, train me, talk to me, and rear me up in your ways. Now, you have now been born again in the Spirit. You're the same grown-up natural man you were, but your thinking's going to change. Your insides will be like a baby. You'll start to crave the Word. It'll begin to shape you, mold you. You'll have to try and error some things to get through life, but the Spirit will begin to train you and grow you. Now you can start understanding the Word and applying the Word. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Jesus said in John 3:7, you must be born again. And when you look that up, it means from above or anew. Something has to rebirth your processor. In this natural world, you get processed by what you learn through what you see, what you hear. Your senses train you. Well, our senses have trained us in the worldly ways. Everything you see on TV, everything you hear on the radio, everything your friends do, we've learned from that. Now God says, okay, now you're grown. It's a point of decision. You're a responsible person. Now it's time for you to take responsibility over your own life. You can't love somebody until you learn how to love, which comes through me. You can't rear your children right until you learn the rules of life through the Spirit or through God's principles, which comes through me. You won't succeed in life greatly because all that stuff comes through me. You won't have divine health because you know what? That comes through me. He said, I want to train you now in my ways. You're at the point of accountability. You're grown folks now. It's time for you to step up to the plate, be responsible, and say, okay, God, I want what you have to offer. I'm ready to accept Christ and be trained like a baby again in your ways. I won't know it all. I'll stop. I'll give up my right to be right so that I can be in right standings with you this morning. If that's where you're at, before I go further, let me stop now. If that's where you're at, 221-1100. If two people call here or three people call here and say, that's where I'm at. I'm ready to be responsible. I'm ready to allow Christ in my life. I want Jesus on my throne of my heart. I want the Holy Spirit to teach me and guide me. I am ready to surrender to God. I'm tired of my self-righteous self. I'm ready to give up my right to be right so that I know I'm in right standings with God. I'll do what he wants from now on. 221-1100. This is a life-changing day for you. 888-221-8990. Life-changing day for you. If you get it in you, you can give it to your mother. You can give it to your father. You can give it to your daughter. You can give it to your son. You can give it to your uncle, your cousin. You can give it to the one that's in the hospital hurting, but you don't know what you're giving them now. You want to help them, but there's nothing in you to give them. If you know not God, you know not love, for God is love. So how can you give your wife or your spouse love when you don't have love in you? You've got to get the Spirit of God in you to give the fruits out that come from God. It's not difficult. It's very simple. John 3:21, he says this. Listen, this is profound stuff. So simple, but so unreal. He says, he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I'm going to break this down perfectly for you. Pay close attention. If you have a Bible, get it open. You need to make notes in this because you'll go back to this and you won't see this again. Well, you will. The Spirit will bring it to you, but it's going to take some labor. I could help you. I'm trying to give you the cliff notes. You don't have to work so hard. Work with me here. He says, John 3:21, he that doeth truth. Let's just break each phrase down. He that doeth truth, this is the man that bringeth forth or causes truth. He that brings forth or causes truth, then he says, cometh to the light. I've told you over and over, I am King James Landon. Cometh, the ETH in the King James is always action, and it's a over and over repetitive action. So he says, cometh to the light. That means this guy is constantly coming to the illumination that he gets from Scripture. So you got a person here, he that doeth truth, he's a doer of the word. Okay, he's bringing forth and causing truth to take place because he's constantly coming to the illumination of the Scriptures. And then it says in the next clause, that his deeds may be made manifest. That means that his works or his doings may be rendered apparent. Oh, or to appear. So this person's going about doing the truth. They're coming constantly to the illumination of Scripture to get their source of truth. Now, all of a sudden, their works and their doings are starting to render apparent and starting to appear. When something appears, that means a couple minutes ago, it was not there. You didn't see it there a couple minutes ago. All of a sudden, something from God, something of the work of truth, only illuminated by the light of Scripture, has now appeared. Out of nowhere, it just appeared. It became visible to your natural eyes. The saved man and the sinner both can see it. It doesn't matter. This person has the power of the truth. They're bringing forth and causing truth to manifest, and they're coming continually to the illumination of Scripture so they don't get sidetracked. And now their deeds, their works, and their doings are starting to render apparent to all and appear to all. And here's why God allows this to happen through human beings. The only reason God will allow you to operate like this is the last clause of this thing, that they are wrought in God. That means that they are the effect of, or it's an obvious thing that you must be engaged with. That word wrought means effect or be engaged with God. So all of a sudden, here you go. Let me give you a prime example. That might have been deep for some people, even though it's simple. But check it out. All right, here you go. You got a guy that's had back pain for I don't know how long. Somebody all of a sudden in the church has had enough of it. And they get up there and they go, you know what? Jesus says, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Anything you ask in my name, I will do it. That's a simple statement. God said it. Do you think he didn't mean it? Anything you ask, Landon, in my name, I will do it. So this guy gets up. He's tired of watching this guy limp around for a year. He goes up in the church. He lays his hands on him. He says, hey, look, man, I'm tired of watching you limp around for a year. All right. Whether you believe God can hear you or not doesn't matter. It really doesn't. God's faith is bigger than your doubt. God's love is greater than your fear, greater than your unbelief. The pain you have in your back this morning, God's grace is bigger than that. God's truth is bigger than the lie. God's love is greater than your doubt. And God's grace is definitely greater than your fears and greater than your disbelief or your doubt. So he walks up to the guy and he says, listen, man, I'm going to lay hands on you. And here's what's going to happen. God's going to touch you this morning and you're going to be done with that. It's that simple. He that doeth truth, he's not going up there to cause anything but truth. You weren't meant to walk around like that. He walks up and says, listen, he that doeth truth, I'm bringing forth and causing this to happen because I keep coming to the light. I'm the guy that's rooted and grounded in Scripture. The Scripture has illuminated my life to the point to where I understand things that natural men don't understand because Scripture has made it clear to me. The Holy Spirit has taught me. So he says, here's the deal. We're going to work this right now. I'm going to lay hands on you. And this is going to render apparent to everybody, and it's going to appear before all men because all of a sudden you're going to stand up right, walk right, and jump around like a fool because you haven't had no back pain in over a year. You're going to run down the aisle and just be so grateful. Why? God says that they are wrought in God. The effect had to be engaged by God because I've got nothing in my hands that could have possibly done that. There's no magic in me. There's no wand. There's no formula. God allows things to happen in the spirit so that the effect is a cause on people's lives. They look at that and they go, that had to be God. I've known this man personally for over a year. He's been in pain every day and now he's free from nothing. From somebody walking up and saying, in the name of Jesus, be thou made whole. And this guy was made whole. God does this so the effect has to be wrought in God. Look at that verse. This begins when a man or woman begins to learn the truth. And then does what they learn in the truth with action. We always talk about this, but we never actually do this. To do the truth means two things. You have to learn how to operate in the truth, and you have to know what the truth is. Hear me? You have to know what the truth is. Jesus said this in John 14:6. Truth is, Jesus said, I am the way. I, Jesus Christ, am the way. I, Jesus Christ, am the truth. I, Jesus Christ, am the life. I am the life. So if you're walking around all bent over, broke down, and everything else, and disgusted, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. You got to apply that. Now let's go real quick. How do you apply that? How do you apply that? How do you apply that? Mark 11:23. What does that mean? Jesus said these words. Now remember, all these words I'm reading to you is what Jesus said out of his mouth. It's words in red in your Bible. All right? This is words right from the master. He says this, have faith in God. He said, truly I say unto you, that whosoever, see, there's no judgment with God. He doesn't care what you're going through, what your deal is. The minute you believe he'll do it and you speak it, he'll do it. It's him that does it. You have nothing to do with it. All you need to do is speak it and believe it. God does all the work. There's nothing on your shoulders because there's nothing in you that can perform this. It's got to be him and him alone. He says, listen, have faith in God, rule number one. Then he says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, notice everything is verbal out of your mouth, out loud. This is with laudation, it says in the Bible. I mean, it says in the Greek. With laudation, that's out loud spoken out of your mouth with words that are audible to others around you. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, mountain, be thou removed. Notice the authority here in Christ. Be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. Then he's got a colon there and he says, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So the first thing we got, John 14:6, I am the truth, Jesus said. I am the truth. I am the truth. Now remember, John 1 says what? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let me say that again. In the very beginning, before anything's going to happen to anybody, in the very beginning of your mindset, in the very beginning of your programming, in the very beginning of your heart motive, in the very beginning of the total power of what you're going to do, say, orchestrate, or demonstrate, in the beginning of this thing, if it's not motivated, moved, and grounded in the Word of God, for the glory of God, then you're going about it for the wrong reason and nothing's going to happen. And that's what's happened too many times already. So people are making the claim it doesn't work. God doesn't work anymore. God's not in the miracle. I did that. I prayed for them. Nothing happened. Wait a minute. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Before you do anything, you must begin with the Word. And the Word must be with God. And the Word was God, it says. The Word does all the work. You don't do a thing. You speak and you believe and you walk away. You speak and you believe and you walk away. God does the work. The minute you're thinking, you speak and you believe and you hang around and you stare at them until you see some crazy miracle take place, you're thinking you got something to do with it. You walk up in belief, grounded on the Word now. You take that Word of God, you speak that Word of God, and you turn around and go on about your business. Go do what you got to do. You put the Word on it. God will perform the work. You don't need to stick around for nothing. He'll do what he says he'll do. Listen, I'm going to read it to you right now. Believeth thou that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? Now remember this. Here's Jesus standing there just like you are. If you walked in the studio right now standing before me, we're the same people. I'm a guy, you're a guy. I'm a guy, you're a girl. We're still flesh people, right? Jesus is standing there in the flesh. He said, hey man, do you believe I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? This is where you got to be right now. Do you believe you're in the Father and the Father's in you? Do you or not? Because that's the whole thing. If you do not believe that the Holy Spirit was sent from God when Jesus arose on high and went to the right hand of the Father, and that Holy Spirit is in you, living in you, you won't have nothing, man. Nothing. God's in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. He left the Spirit in you to work the kingdom of God. It says, for the kingdom of God is in you. That's what Jesus told him. He said, the kingdom of God is in you. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit. It is. He says this, believe thou that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. And this is me. I mean, I feel like Jesus. I'm saying the same thing to you, man. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. See, that shouldn't be hard. That takes all responsibility off of you and I. I'm a nothing, you're a nothing. We can't perform nothing. You're no hocus pocus magic guy no more than I am. That's all a bunch of hocus pocus junk. He said, look, man, believe that the Father's in me and believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak, see, here it is again. You can't think it. I can't think your healing for you. You got to speak it. The words that I speak, he says, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwells in me, he does the work. Believe me, I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. Then he says this. This is key stuff for working stuff. This is key stuff for seeing miracles today. If you want to be healed, you got to know this, man. Yeah? If you want to be free from addiction, you got to know this, man. If you want your divorce to stop, you got to know this, man. Believe me, I'm in the Father and the Father in me. He says, colon, or else, if you're having any doubt, check this out. He says, or else you better believe me for the very work's sake. Or else, look at it. John 14, verse 11. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. If you don't believe God's in you, there is no work's sake. That's what he's saying. You got to believe me if you want to see the work take place. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the very next verse, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, listen to this. We're walking around powerless, church. Powerless. You're in the pulpit telling your congregation, don't worry about it. It doesn't really work like that today. That's wrong. God is still God. God is still on the throne, and God is here to help you right now. He says this, truly, truly, this is Christ talking. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, shall he do also. And greater works than what you've seen me do, shall you do, because I go to my Father. He healed a withered hand. He brought a man back from the dead. There's a million things. I don't have time to go into it because I'm out of time. Go back in your Bible and look at what Jesus did, and then go to this verse and say, hold on, man. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than what you've seen me do, shall you do. Why? Because I go to my Father. I'm going to God. So you got us up there together. You got Father God and Jesus Christ up there on your side, rallying on your behalf. He's filled you with his Spirit. So the minute you ask in the Spirit, you got a team up there that no one can beat. Excuse me. There's no legal team stronger than that one. He says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Let me roll that again. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name. Oh, Jesus, please do this for me. Jesus, please do this for me. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, what does that mean? That means if you ask anything in the name of Jesus, he'll do it. It's either that or he's a total liar and this Bible needs to go in the trash. And you know better. I threw that out being a smart aleck. You know better. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, the very next thing he says, keep my commandments. Why did he throw that in? We always hear that and think it means to abide, to not break the law. If you love me, don't break the law. He just told you, I'm in the Father, the Father's in me. Greater works than what you see me do shall you do, because I go to my Father, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it. Now he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. What's that mean? If you love me, keep what I just told you. Get filled with the Spirit and do the works for the people. Do the works of Christ on the people. Help the body of Christ. Do these works. That's what he's telling you. What I just told you in these last four verses, if you love me, you better keep this and you better do this. That's what he means. I love you. Listen, I am out of time and you got to get this. I need you to email me. People need this. You need power. You don't understand. I want to give you understanding. It's so easy. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Get this. Change your life and change your church. Change your family. Get this. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Support me. I need your gifts. I need you to send to us this week. I need you to do this for me. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. You better call here now. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is TryLifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.